What's going on, everybody? Colin and Tim here, bringing you another episode of Stand Up and Marvel. And today we've got my good friend Pete joining us. Really good to have you back, Pete.
Hey,
hope you're ready to talk about some Marvel. Let's get into this. So we're going to start off with D23. So that happened this past weekend. So that was September 9th through the 11th. So I think the MCU stuff was all on Saturday the 10th. So that's all we're going to be talking about, obviously.
In the end, that's all that really matters.
I'm going to include a link to an article that we found here. And we're basically just going to be going through in order everything that they talked about. I assume it's the same order they talked about it during the Marvel panel. So let's just go through that. So this was a CNBC article written by Sarah Whitten. Again, I'll include a link to this. So starting off, we got Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. So this is the going to be the final movie of Phase 4 here. So it's going to be pretty big. We got some new footage during D23. And, well, I guess this is kind of diving into the next topic a little bit. We got to see a little bit of Riri Williams in the footage. It just kind of gave us kind of a feel of what to expect for the movie. Was there a new trailer for this? I don't remember. Or was the trailer out before?
The original trailer, there was a trailer out before D23. I think they just showed footage.
Additional footage. That's what I thought.
I think they just showed additional footage because I just went to the movies like last week and Wakanda Forever trailer was already up in theaters.
So yeah, there's some new footage. Supposedly it's setting the stage for a big fight between Wakanda and the Atlanteans. So it's going to be our big epic battle. There's always one in the final movie of Phase. So that'll be it. So yeah, I don't really have any other thoughts on that one.
It should be a good one. It should be an interesting movie. Visually, it looks great.
Yeah, this is the first time we've had a non-Avengers movie as the final movie of the phase. So
That's a very good
point. A lot of pressure.
There's a lot of good point. Actually, we're not gonna be getting an Avengers movie for a while.
Not until Phase 6. Of what we
saw. Yeah, Phase 6. Yeah.
Yeah, for anybody that doesn't know, the entirety of Phase 4 and Phase 5 has been laid out. We know everything that's coming, and we know a few things that are coming in Phase 6. We talked about that in a previous episode. When we talked about Comic-Con. So, there's a lot coming, and it's coming fast. Not getting an Avengers movie until very close to the end of Phase 6, which is crazy. All right, so next we got Ironheart. So like I said, we got to see in the Wakanda Forever footage, they showed Riri Williams briefly, and then we also got to see some footage from the new Ironheart series, which I believe is coming out next year. I don't remember exactly when that's coming out. I don't have it up in front of me. Do you guys remember?
I do not. Off the top of my head, see release date.
For Ironheart?
Yeah, it's like fall next year.
Yeah, 2023.
Yep. So yeah, that'll be coming out next year. So I don't know a whole lot about the character Ironheart, but I don't know. She's like inspired by Iron Man, takes after him, whatever, but she's a genius. And she makes her own suit, I'm pretty sure, and it's very similar to
Iron Man. She does.
Yeah, so that's pretty much all I know about her. So
I'm also not too familiar with this character.
Is she from Wakanda? Maybe that's why. Like she's
why she's associated with it. Yeah, I don't know a lot about this character.
I don't think Riri Williams is from Wakanda. I think
maybe they changed the origin.
They could have changed the origin.
Yeah, that's true.
But she is like She's a young girl who is very gifted and very intelligent. She goes to I think in her origin in the comic book, she's like in a special school for like people of higher intelligence and everything like that. She kind of I think she was like it was like something set up by Tony. And so like Tony Stark, Iron Man is her idol. Like she praises like everything that he does, and she's like so that's why when she creates her own suit and everything, she models it after Iron Man, Tony Stark, and everything.
That's pretty
In the
cool.
comic books, before Tony passes away, he actually uploads his consciousness into AI, and there's a suit that like when the helmet comes off, Tony's like AI hollow, like a hologram head, like is of Tony, and he interacts with her and like advises her and stuff like that whenever she needs it. So it's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat. I like the idea of kind of taking Tony Stark's legacy and seeing where it goes, right? You have Ironheart, and then what is it? Armor Wars is the other one, where there are two shows that are of a consequence of Tony both starting Stark Industries and everything that he did with the Iron Man suit, and then also passing on, right? So now he's gone, and now all of this tech is out there, and all these, you've got what you had happened to Peter Parker, so him dealing with the loss and kind of us seeing him kind of move on from it. But then what else? What about everybody else, right? Like, what are all these other people, his fans, the people from his organization, Pepper Potts, like all those characters? Yeah, I think it's interesting to see this coming out.
Yeah, and I said it's kind of focus on the cross section of magic and technology, so that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's, I mean, we're getting I don't remember the name of it anymore. It was called House of Harkness before, but they changed the name of it. So I wonder if Agatha is gonna be
All
involved.
right, Agatha.
So I think that's coming out around the same
She,
time.
yeah, she's got her own thing coming out soon, right?
Yes, it's
At
the
around that same
it's
time?
I think that may be the sequel to WandaVision.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, it was called House of Harkness before. Now it's something about chaos. I don't remember the
Coven of Chaos.
Covenant of Chaos,
Coming
yeah.
to chaos, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think that's coming out around the same time-ish. So maybe she'll be in there. I don't know. Pretty cool though.
Interesting.
All right, so next we have Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. So
Yeah.
that's a big one. That's the first movie of
Yeah, this is
Phase
gonna be huge.
Five.
This is gonna be huge, I think, right?
Massive. Yeah. So Paul Rudd was saying this thing is bananas.
In his typical Paul Rudd way.
Typical.
Right.
So there was some footage shown, and it shows the Lang, Van Dime, and Pym families being pulled into the Quantum Realm. Then they have to face off against Kang the Conqueror. So we all knew
Oh
it was
man.
coming. I suppose we could still see Kang before then, maybe in like an end credit scene or something, but it still seems like this is going to be the first time that we're actually going to be able to see him heavily involved in the plot.
Sure, we're
Since
finally getting.
since Loki.
Yeah, I was
So.
gonna say we're finally getting a follow-up to what is my favorite storyline thus far of this new chapter in the MCU, which is the shattering of the golden timeline into the multiverse and Kang the Conqueror. So something I got really excited about. I will say when I got into all this new series, Loki was definitely the one that I was the most excited for. There have been some surprises, like we've talked about. I think Moon Knight was definitely a big surprise for me. I really enjoyed that. But Loki was the one I was really anticipating, right? And I think Quantumania is the next big one for me, because I want to see this storyline
Oh
play out with
yeah, I
Kang.
can't wait to see what they do with Kang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. I mean, I was really into Loki. Like, I loved everything about it. I actually didn't think Owen Wilson's character was gonna be like be in it for like the entire series. I thought it
Sure.
was just like an Owen Wilson cameo, like for the first episode, and then be like, oh, okay, that's it. And then it's just like, no, he's in it. He's in it for the long haul. And I'm surprised throughout that entire series, he didn't throw out his signature. Wow.
Well, yeah,
Are
that's a good point. We
you
still got
sure?
time. We've still got time. I'm sure we still got time for that.
No, I feel
Season
like, are
two.
you sure? I feel like he did at one point.
I don't think, not in his signature
Maybe.
wow. He might have said the word wow, but he didn't say it in his signature way of
I feel
wow.
like there was a conversation between him and Loki at one point where Loki was like being typical Loki and just like Owen was calling him out on it, being like, wow, you are like really like deceiving
He might
yourself.
have.
Like,
He, I could
I
actually see him go,
don't know.
wow, you are just miserable.
Yeah. So I think it was when like Loki was trying to convince him that he wasn't going to betray him, and he was like, you literally stab people in the back all
That's
the
fair.
don't
I'm
know.
gonna have to
I feel
rewatch
like it
Loki
happened.
just to find it.
Yeah, let me know.
Will do.
All right. So next up we have Werewolf by Night. So we got an actual trailer with that. It is available to watch on YouTube. So check it out if you haven't already. It is not at all what I was expecting. And I don't know how this is gonna tie into everything else. So I'm really excited for it. So it was like a black and white, very in this article they describe it as a 30s, 40s old monster movie style show, and that's pretty accurate. Like, I don't know, it's just another just very different style, and I feel like they've been doing that a lot. And WandaVision was a very different type of show, and then Moon Knight was also very different, and they've just been kind of like pushing their pushing the boundaries and just trying like different things, and this is going to be another one that's just very different from what we're used to, so it's pretty cool. I'm excited for it.
But it's also a good strategy, you know. It's just like you don't want everything's kind of blending together. You
Yeah,
keep changing it up so people can stay interested. Or even if they're
exactly.
not interested, it'd be like, oh, that was something interesting, but not for me. It's like, okay, well,
Yeah,
there's
agreed.
other audiences that.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. That's actually how I feel about a lot of the shows that are coming out. It's like, what's neat is that they're all kind of trying something different, right? I think obviously the most generic show was Falcon and the Winter Soldier, in fact.
Falcon.
If we're talking about like if we're talking about breaking the mold, right? Or trying to do something else, that one just felt
Right.
like, okay, this is just the MCU stuff. But now we're like, we're gonna talk about it later. But She-Hulk, for example, is like completely different than the other stuff that's been coming out, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would say She-Hulk is not quite as drastic of a change, but it's different in the like feel
The
of it, I guess.
delivery. The
Like,
theme
yeah, because
delivery of it
it's a
is,
comedy, and
yeah,
that's the first
exactly.
like
That's
real
what I
comedy.
mean.
So
That's the thing about
yep.
it. Like,
Yeah.
I was kind of afraid, like, after Miss Marvel came out, like, they were gonna do the same exact style for She-Hulk. And I was like, oh, what are we gonna,
Right.
like, what are they gonna do to change it up? Because we just got off of Miss Marvel, you know, we all had our opinions about Miss Marvel and everything like that. Good series. I liked it. Good series. But, you know, you don't want to see those things repeated in this series. It's just like, and I like the delivery in She-Hulk, you know. I just like it. I'm enjoying it so far.
Well, yeah,
Agreed.
we'll
Yeah,
talk about
agreed. We'll
She-Hulk
talk about
more
it
in our
later.
next
Yeah.
episode.
Yeah, sure. Anyway, yeah, this show looks cool. And there might even be a twist. Like what we're seeing right now, the black and white, that might just be the first two episodes. And
Yeah,
something might
that's how it
happen. There
was
might be
with
a
WandaVision. I feel like it's gonna
yep.
be black and white the whole time. Could
Except
be
until
that,
the
could be time
finale.
jumps, could be
The
yeah, could be the
finale
finale.
to go into color.
Yep.
Yeah,
Yeah,
because
I think
like
there's
what
gonna
I
be a twist to
love.
that show.
Because what I love about like all these different styles that they're going for, we know that it's all gonna come together somehow,
Yeah.
some way.
It all blends together at some point.
Just like they
Of
did with What
course.
If, and I did not see that coming at all, and they made it work, and it was so good. But yeah, we know they're all gonna get together, meet up at some point. It's gonna be wild. So I'm excited for it. I just hope it actually works, because they had like so many different stories and characters and everything, that grouped up in Infinity War and Endgame, and it was magic. Like, it was so good. But, you know, I worry that they're not going to capture that same magic this time around. It's way more ambitious. The stories and the characters are so much more drastically different, and there's so many more of them. Like, the scale of this is so much bigger. So I'm a little worried.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk about it in a second here. But even considering the fact that you have an entire another team, right? The Thunderbolts, you know, plus you're going to have Avengers eventually, and all. Yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy, and I love it. I love every minute of it.
So good.
All right, so Werewolf by Night.
Yeah, so Secret Invasion is next.
Yeah, Secret Invasion, yep.
So this one, this is the second trailer that we got. I think this was the only other trailer. Like, we got some footage from some other stuff, but this is the only other actual trailer that was released.
Yeah.
So again, this one's out on YouTube if you haven't seen it.
And my, what check a it trailer out. It is.
Yeah. The theme seems very serious and action, like,
yeah.
Like we're getting like a spy thriller.
Right. Yeah. Just another example of just going a completely different direction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like, what is going on? He just shows up on a ship. And he's just like, you've avoided Earth for so long. it's like, yeah, well, I guess, you know what? I'm the only one who can stand in the way.
Yeah. I'm really excited to get Nick Fury back. I'm excited to get the Skrulls again. Mm-hmm. I'm very curious how, like, far-reaching this is going to be. Like, how long have the Skrulls been here? How long have they been, you know, influencing governments and whatever else? And
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
It could be very big.
Well, what's cool about this storyline is this is something that they've been setting up even before this phase. I want to say this was, you know, like, if Captain Marvel has references to them.
They were big.
We've got tomorrow. Yeah, mm-hmm. far from home.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
it'll tomorrow be, was it, the first time we saw them.
Is that right? Yeah, you're right. Yes, screen, yes, it is. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah, yeah. We
saw them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've only seen them so far in Captain Marvel and Far From Home.
Far From Home. I thought there was one more. Either way, that's
they were it's they neat. Were in an episode of What If. But
there you go.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that counts.
Yeah.
That count.
Yeah, I think it's neat that they've been building this one up. This is something where they're like, hey, this is going to string us along into the next, you know, series of films or the series of things that are going to happen. And I don't think the Secret Invasion is going to be the end of it either. We're probably going to see there's going to be ramifications in that movie, I think, for the rest of the MCU. So,
oh, for sure. Like, they're not just going to, like, have some, like, magic airborne thing that's just going to force all the Skrulls to, like, be revealed at full time. Like, there's always going to be that question in the back of your mind.
Right.
Can we trust this person?
Yeah. This is very reminiscent. For all my Star Trek nerds out there, this is really reminiscent of DS9 and the Dominion invasion. There's a lot that happens in there that's, like, are they human or are they these, you know, are they aliens? Who's invaded the government? And this is going to be a cool storyline, I think. There's going to be a lot of fun stuff going on in this one.
Yeah, it's also like a nice little kind of, I think of it kind of like a homage of also the Twilight Zone of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you know?
Yes.
Type of thing going on there. I'm just like, man, I love when he's just like, how many people in your team do you trust? I'm just like, wait, what? Like, you would think they would know if they got Skrulls in their thing.
Yes.
But nope.
Yeah, I mean, not all Skrulls are good.
Not all Skrulls are good.
So according to the wiki, I don't remember all these, but according to the wiki, they're in WandaVision and Loki as well.
WandaVision.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Something to think about. Yeah. Something to think about, though.
WandaVision and Loki?
Correct. Yeah, you mentioned What If, and that's on here as well. But apparently they're also in WandaVision. Look, I don't remember where.
I'll have to think about that. Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't remember in Loki where they are.
But since you mentioned Star Trek, I also wanted to mention Battlestar Galactica, because that is the entirety of that show.
Same premise. Yep. Exactly.
From beginning to end. That one though, you know when it's done because they find out early on exactly how many models there are, so you know there's an end point where
Right.
you can
Well, I
beat
guess
them, the
I'll just have to
mystery.
bring up Star Wars now. Just kidding.
Okay.
I'm
All
just
right.
kidding.
All right.
But
Got
yeah,
the
I mean,
trifecta.
I brought up Battlestar Galactica specifically because that one actually has like an end, like a point where you know that you're done trying to like figure out who's who. But with the Skrulls, it doesn't work that way. They don't have a specific number of models. So it can just go on forever.
Yeah, and this is worse than this is going to be this could potentially be worse than when Hydra took over Shield. Remember that? Remember
Oh
that
yeah. It very well
reveal?
could.
Hydra owns most of Shield, or
Yep.
yeah, very interesting. Anyway,
right.
yeah, trailer's cool. Trailer's cool.
Yeah. So check it
Check it
out.
out. Check
All
it out.
right. So next we got Loki and Fantastic Four. So not much there. There's just a teaser. Oh, did they actually show a trailer? I don't know if it's
According to this, it
available,
says
but
teaser trailer. I don't think that's available now.
yeah, so I don't know if it's available to watch. I haven't tried to look for it, but apparently there was a teaser trailer that was shown during the Marvel showcase for season two. And yeah, I mean it's gonna be more mischievous than season one, apparently. Not really surprising at all. Now that the multiverse is open and it's not all clean and tidy with the sacred timeline, it's just gonna be chaos. So it's really not surprising at all.
And I can't imagine Quantumania. I think Quantumania is the opener to Kang, right? I don't think they're going to resolve the big issues in that movie, and that's why,
Oh,
we're going to see
absolutely
some,
not.
right? We're going to
Yeah.
see a lot of that in Loki, hopefully.
He's only the second variant of Kang that we're seeing. We're
Right?
gonna
Yeah,
see
that's true.
so many more.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
mean, there are an infinite number of them out there. They said it in season one of Loki, and that's just how the multiverse works.
Yep.
Infinite number of everything except for America Chavez.
Is that true? That's
Well, that's
true?
what she claims. Yeah, because she's
Interesting.
been in many multiverses and she's never seen any of hers. And the one piece of evidence that really made it seem definitive was that she said she doesn't dream. Because she was
Oh,
saying
you're
that,
right. That's right. Yeah, everybody else dreams, and those are your all, yeah, those are your multiverse, yeah, selves. Okay, that's a very
So
good
if you
point.
haven't seen the movie, the whole
It's a very good point.
The whole theme of the movie, it's about like dreamwalking and stuff, and they say like when you're dreaming, you're actually seeing like visions from another you from another universe. And America Chavez was saying that she doesn't dream, therefore she must be the only one of herself, which makes sense because of how her powers work.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Cool.
So all right. And then they confirmed the director of Fantastic Four. So we haven't seen any like footage or anything yet, but the director is going to be Matt Shakman. So
WandaVision
WandaVision,
director.
yep. But that's all
Cool.
we got for those, so not a whole lot there. No confirmation if we're going to get a repeat performance for Mr. Fantastic.
Mean Jim Halpert?
Yes.
He's not Mr. Fantastic. He'll always be Jim Halpert.
For
I
now.
mean, very well, he could very well could have just been a multiverse version, a
Yeah,
variant, right?
it could have been. They could go, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about the multiverse. They can go any way they want with it,
Yeah.
and it works either way.
Hey, this casting didn't work out too well. Don't worry, it's just a variant.
Just a variant. Yeah.
Yeah. Who was the guy? Oh, I'm blanking on his name. The guy that originally played him? Oh, Edward Norton.
Edward Norton. I
Edward
was just going
Norton.
to say Edward
Just a
Norton.
variant. Just a variant. Don't worry about that.
I mean that one's a little more sketch.
Actually, side note, something I learned was the Samuel L. Jackson being Nick Fury was ba not based off of MCU's sorry, not MCU's, the Earth 616. It was actually based off of Ultimate Marvel. In fact, a lot of the MCU in the beginning, this has changed now because they've officially deemed it Earth 616. But a lot of the MCU originally was based off of a combination of Ultimate Marvel and Marvel. So Earth 616 and then Earth 1610 or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, very interesting. So when you look back at some of the movies, you can see where they took from each of the different stories.
You're right. It's 1610.
Yeah, 1610. Yep.
Interesting.
Ultimate Marvel.
Cool. Very cool. All right. So next we have Echo. So for that one, did we see some footage? Sorry, I'm trying to read this real quick. Yeah, we got to see some footage. So Vincent D'Onofrio is back. So that's kind of a big spoiler. I guess I should have prefaced that for anybody who has seen Hawkeye. So yeah, the finale of that one was a classic. You know, you hear a gunshot, but the camera pans away, so you don't know if the person is still alive or not. He's coming back. So apparently he was not killed off. So so I mean that's about it, I guess, for Echo. Mm-hmm. Not much else to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that we have Daredevil Born Again. So this is the follow-up to the Netflix series, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So we got Charlie Cox returning, and D'Onofrio is going to be in it as well. There wasn't any footage shown, but they did show some footage from She-Hulk revealing that Matt Murdock would make an appearance, which we already knew from Comic-Con, so nothing really new there.
I'm going to make a prediction right here.
Okay.
We'll see if it pans out. It's not just going to be Daredevil. We're going to see some Defenders in that show. There's going to be some Defenders in that show. It would be criminal, in my opinion, not to bring back some of the cast.
Some.
Yeah. Not criminal. All. Yeah.
Live with that iron fist.
Yeah, exactly. I think
you want them all.
No. But I could definitely see. My prediction is we're going to see some cameos from the Defenders in the Daredevil show.
I mean, they've got all those shows on Disney Plus now, so it would make a lot of sense.
No, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I think you're right. All right, so next we have Captain America: New World Order. So what do you guys think about this one? So this is the fourth Captain America movie now, but it's the first one without Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
At least we're assuming so. He might make a cameo. He's supposedly still around, but he's no longer the namesake. He's Steve Rogers now. He's not Captain America anymore.
Well, he can't be the namesake. He's got his own television show to run, Mr. Rogers.
So true.
Wow. Pretty good.
I know, right? I mean, he looks exactly like him too.
You know the problem with that theory? There's this really weird fact about Mr. Rogers that he weighed 143 pounds like every day of his life. And I know that because 143, it's the same number of letters, like that's the number of letters of I love you. And there's a documentary that just made a big deal about that. He was always 143 pounds, and I guarantee Chris Evans is not 143 pounds.
But if you look at him when he shows up on that log, he looks like a frail old man. He doesn't look like his buff Captain America. Even as an old man, you would think like he would keep up with his workout regimen or something like that. Like,
and
he's also got the super soldier serum in him. So I mean, there's got to be something going on there. He looks like a 143 pound old man.
I don't know. He was able to lift that shield, and that shield is heavy.
Well,
I think he would be struggling. I think he would be struggling.
He didn't lift that shield with as an old man.
He handed it to Falcon.
No, he didn't hand it to him. He said,
he carried it there. He carried it there.
Did he? Or maybe he just held it.
Did he just like bury it next to the bench?
Like, yeah, he's like, this is going to be too,
He just left it there. He's like, no one's gonna notice it's gonna be here, so I'll just come back 40 years from now.
leaned it against the tree.
Yeah, just leaned it against the tree.
Walked away.
In 40 years, I'm not gonna be able to lift this, so I might as well just leave it here right now.
Maybe he met up with Odin, had Odin put an enchantment on it so nobody could touch it.
That's funny, yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for it. So I don't really know anything about it.
I saw a meme for after this came out, Captain America New World Order.
Okay.
Because of Anthony Mackie. As most people are aware, Anthony Mackie was the main rival of Eminem in 8 Mile. So somebody said this guy's Captain America, his real name is Clarence. Referencing the 8 Mile.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh man, never letting him live that down. But yeah, I'm not gonna bash on it until I watch it, you know. That's how I really go into most things. So I kinda did it for Miss Marvel in the beginning because I was like, I don't know how I feel about this. Like, I was going into it like, I'm not going to enjoy this. And like, Mike was the one that goes, I'm really looking forward to this thing. I'm really excited. I'm like, I don't know. And then I watched the series. I'm like, I was entertained. So I'm trying not to go into with that mindset anymore of like, I'm going to be disappointed by this before I even watch it.
All right. Well, it's a good plan.
I know.
Okay. Well, yeah, there wasn't a whole lot. They talked about some of the cast, but I don't recognize any of the names from the comics. I don't know if you guys do. So there's Joaquin Torres, Isaiah Bradley, and Samuel Stearns, aka the leader.
Yeah, the leader is from you know the leader. We've seen the leader, actually. We've seen the beginning of the leader.
Care to elaborate?
Yes. He's from the original, the first Hulk movie. If I'm not mistaken.
You mean Incredible Hulk?
I believe so, yeah.
Not the Ang Lee one. I still consider the Ang Lee one the first.
Not the Ang Lee one. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he's in the. Go back and watch that movie.
I've seen it multiple times. I don't remember who that is.
You don't remember it? The leader is one of Hulk's main nemeses. So the way the Hulk is strong, but he can't control his anger, and then he bursts out in rage. The leader is basically super intelligent, incredibly intelligent. If you think Tony, you know, if Tony is peak human intelligence, the leader is infinitely beyond that.
So it's like Brainiac.
Yes, Brainiac would be the best example, yeah, or best reference, yeah. 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 He's also green.
He's not Mr. Blue from The Incredible Hulk, is he?
Oh, you know what? No. I think I remember the leader from
he's his own
Hulk cartoon in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I was going to who else could it be?
I'm thinking about
The Incredible Hulk right now, and I remember that movie like...
the cool thing with this one is the leader is basically the oldest setup in all of the MCU, and it's finally going to pay off. they literally set the leader up in the first movie of the MCU, and it's second been one? So long.
Iron Man was first. Incredible Hulk came out.
Oh, I'm like, sorry. I'm sorry. Yes,
like
yes.
A couple
right.
weeks.
Yes,
it was
right.
like a couple
right.
weeks later. They were
right.
really
you're
close.
Right. You're right. Yes. Second movie. Okay. I correct myself. Second movie to come out in the MCU. Now, years later, they're finally making it pay off by. And same actor, too, by the way. Same exact actor. So, yeah. So they were able to get this guy come back and. It's going to be really cool to see what they do with this one, actually.
So are we going to see Hulk then?
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, I was right.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Sorry, say it again.
Mr. Blue. His code name was Mr. Blue.
Okay. I'll have to go back and watch that.
He was the guy who replicated all of Hulk's blood.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, that was the same person. Yep.
So when they were messaging each other, he was Mr. Green, he was Mr. Blue, so they didn't give out their real names so they couldn't be tracked or anything. Yep. He was the one, so like when he fell on the ground, Bruce's blood like dripped into his wound in his head.
Yep.
Which makes sense as to why he would be the leader, because he's got this massive brain and
And now it's been kind of what's kind of cool is with She-Hulk, the first episode of She-Hulk kind of talking about, well, how does Banner's blood work and blah blah blah. We kind of know the explanation now for how Samuel Stearns might turn into this.
Because I had brought this up leader. with Colin after the first episode of the Hulk, She-Hulk, where we were talking about like how she was able to transform like super fast. Compared to like everybody else that we've seen in the past and everything like that. Like I had brought up the leader without realizing that he is the leader. I was like, he got blood dripped into him and we never actually saw whatever happened to him either. So what happened to him? Like, did he transform? And it's like, oh, okay, he becomes the leader. And then there's also Stan Lee's cameo when he drank the soda with
Bruce. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah.
I think he just had like a heart attack and just went into the hospital. But
yeah.
But yeah. So yeah, that's what I thought. So he's the leader. Cool.
Nice. To answer your question, Colin, I think we're going to get Hulk. Yeah. I think we're going to get a Hulk.
It would make a lot of sense.
Cameo as well.
It would. It would.
He's one of those characters that just kind of shows up places, right? He was in Thor. You know, he's in Thor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was apparently on site when they were filming Moon Knight.
Really?
Yeah. There were rumors that he was going to make an appearance, but he never did.
Ruffalo?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I feel like Ruffalo has nothing better to do than just wander around just sets while they're filming. Just going, you guys need a cameo?
Can I just be an extra? Can I just be an extra in the background?
Need a cameo?
I'm just going to keep doing it until they give him a movie, which is never going to happen.
Need a cameo? No? Okay.
I mean, if they do World War Hulk, that would be awesome.
Oh my God, World War Hulk.
If he's going to get a movie, that's going to be it. It's got to be.
Yeah, that'll be the one.
It could be one of the ones that hasn't been revealed from Phase 6.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I really hope it's one of the ones that is not revealed from Phase 6.
All right, so we got two more topics to cover here. You know, I'm going to skip over this one and come back to it because I think this is the best, so I'll save it for last. So, the Marvels, we'll talk about that one now.
Mm.
So, we got a little tease about this, and they they didn't really explain how it happened, but they kind of revealed a big part of the plot of the Marvels. So basically, Ms. Marvel, Captain Monica Rambeau, and Captain Marvel, their powers are like, or they themselves have become like entwined, and they keep like swapping places throughout the movie.
Yes.
Which is exactly what happened at the end of Ms. Marvel. So now we know that that's going to keep happening. We still don't know why, but.
Yeah. We don't know why, but.
Yeah. So yeah, that apparently that's going to be a big theme. It's going to be funny, I guess. They also said that the Flerken is going to come back, which I want to say I called that one because I found a lot of references to Flerkens in Ms. Marvel when we were doing our episodes on that. Because there were lots of images of cats and there were some tentacles periodically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping we would get Goose in Ms. Marvel, but not too far off.
Not too far off.
That's about all I have to say about that one.
I'm going to point out that I think here's a comment. CNBC misspelled Flerken.
Oh, how dare they?
Yeah. Pretty sure it's two E's. Somebody check me out that one. I'm pretty sure it's two E's.
It looks right to me.
Fact check. Yeah. putting all the cards on the line here. Putting the cards on the table. I mean, let's see.
No, you're right. Working. Yeah.
Yeah. It's two E's.
Yep. It's two E's.
I'm being a all butthead.
Right. Calling him out.
Yeah. okay. Moving on.
All right, so last but not least, the one that I'm the most excited about. This is the final movie of Phase 5, Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the finale of Phase 5. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Thunderbolts, we didn't get to see any footage, but we got to see the roster. So, a lot of these, you know, not surprising at all. So, we've got Valentino Allegra de Fontaine, and we've got John Walker, Yelena Belova. So those three were pretty like firmly known about. No surprise mm-hmm. there.
Mm-hmm.
Because Valentina basically recruited them in the end credits of various things.
Yes.
Then Red Guardian, not super surprising. And then we have Ghost, which was a surprise to me. I kind of thought we were done with her because wasn't she basically fixed? Does she even like have her powers anymore? Or maybe like she just has better control over it. I don't fully understand, but I thought she was basically done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that story was resolved too, but that. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes.
And then we got an answer to what happened to Taskmaster. Apparently she's with the Thunderbolts now.
Yes.
And then I think there's only one I haven't mentioned. Yeah. So the last one and the biggest surprise to me, probably Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
I thought that I was like, wait, what?
I don't know. I think it's cool. It's going to be cool.
So there was a quote from Kevin Feige on this. It tells you all you need to know about the Thunderbolts when the beloved Winter Soldier is the most stable among them.
Right. Yeah.
That yeah. is very telling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know how I feel about it, but
that's a cool team. There's a lot of butting heads in that one too.
Yeah. I feel like Bucky still has separation anxiety from Steve going off and living his life, so he has to be next to Secret Agent. He's like, this is the closest thing to Captain America that I got.
I don't know.
I got to Steve.
I personally don't like that he's on the team. Because I feel like, you know, he was trying to have this redemption arc and try to do good. And, you know, this is like the Suicide Squad equivalent,
mm-hmm.
you know. So it doesn't seem like a good fit if he's trying to do better.
Well, so it really,
you know? Maybe he was just trying to do better as long as Steve was around.
It just feels like he's backtracking, like, you know. I don't know. So, that's at least how I feel about it.
So I don't necessarily know if even the Thunderbolts are going to be. So you made the reference of Suicide Squad. I don't know if. I do agree they're kind of in that vein, but I think Bucky's going to be the one actually keeping them in check. Like I think he is going to take on that role of team lead even more so than like, you know, what the obvious ones would be like Black Widow or US Agent or any of the other ones that are on that team. I think he's going to be the one to keep them in at least in that morally gray area as opposed to actually being villains, right?
Yeah.
I think it's also really interesting about this movie. I was just looking at the Phase 5 timeline and like when everything releases. And so you've got in spring, you've got Daredevil, Born Again. And then one right after the other, you've got Captain America New World Order on May 3rd, 2024. And then just about a month later, you've got Thunderbolts. So same thing, I'm making predictions here. I wonder if there's going to be a carryover from New World Order directly into Thunderbolts. Where you have whatever happened in New World Order, there's going to be something that needs to get resolved in the Thunderbolts movie.
I think you're right, and I think it's going to be related to Winter Soldier.
Mm.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, that's a good point. Because right now he is with Cap.
Yeah.
Right, the new Cap, Falcon. Right.
They're still trying to be friends, and
yeah. Yes, that's a good point. Yeah.
And I just want to clarify for people that are listening. John Walker is also known as U.S. Agent. Just saying that because you mentioned U.S. Agent.
Yes, I mentioned U.S. Agent. Yes. John Walker.
Correct. Just to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that was everything MCU related. Might have missed a couple of nuanced details in there, but that was pretty much everything that they talked about at D23. Any final thoughts, guys?
A lot of cool stuff coming, man. I'm excited for Blade. even though they didn't talk about it. All right, that was the one. That was the one thing I really wanted to see anything for, and they didn't show any of it.
And they didn't do it at Comic-Con either.
I really wanted to see something for Blade.
But we do other know than that, you know, when, right?
Because November 3rd.
Blade.
Yeah, according to the slides that they released,
I thought it was Phase 6. Wasn't it?
Nope. Blade comes out before Blade comes out around the same time as Ironheart. After
next year, okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, yeah, I'm really excited for Blade. Only 14 months to go.
Yeah, me too. I hope Disney and Marvel both take a chance on that one and make it rated R. You know, we've already got Deadpool. We've got
Deadpool coming, yeah.
Yeah, but Deadpool wasn't Disney. And see, that's my concern, is I really hope Disney takes a chance with everything that they're doing, right? So they're doing all these shows, they're targeting different audiences. That's fantastic. Blade can be your R-rated series. It can be your, yeah, you know, your little bit more violent series. You can get away with that. Do it. Go do it, Disney. Like, yeah, give us Blade.
There's
give
nothing us the coming before Blade. that would necessarily like make sense to make R-rated, right? Because
right,
if we do get Deadpool in before the end of this saga, the multiverse saga, whatever.
Yes, right.
It's gonna happen in Phase 6. So yeah. Blade's before that, and I can't really think of anything coming out before Blade that would make sense to make R-rated. I mean, they have been going more adult here and there. Like, some episodes of She-Hulk are very much adult-themed, like the dating episode.
Sure.
Not heavily, but, you know, they're starting to go a little bit further. They're just inching towards that.
Sure. It's adult drama, right? Mm-hmm. Adults, like, it's got a little sitcom in there as well. Mm-hmm. A little, like, situational comedy in there as well. Yeah.
So yeah, I hope they do too. I don't know. I mean, DC does it. It doesn't really work for them. I mean, they don't go full R, I guess.
Yeah.
They're a lot more violent, and
in all the wrong places, Colin. let's have Batman kill people. That sounds like a good idea. Wait, what? Who? Wait, what do you mean he doesn't kill people ever? What are you talking about? Yeah, no. There's a time and a place. I think Blade is where you can get away with it. For the audience, for what it's about, I think you can get away with it in Blade.
You know, there was actually that one moment I forgot about in Falcon and Winter Soldier with U.S. Agent.
Oh, that's right, the shield. Yes, the blood splatter. That's a good point.
That was a surprise.
That's a very good point. Yeah. Oh, and then also,
a thing in Disney.
Also, come to think of it, Multiverse of Madness. No, you know, spoiler alert for anybody that's watched that, but there are some very interesting deaths in that movie.
I don't quite remember, to be honest. did not enjoy that movie.
Wanda, I'll just, let's see. How do I put this? Well, it's Wanda going ham.
Oh yeah. Yep. Definitely. Some robot murder.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
All right. Cheese string. She turned somebody into cheese string.
God. She didn't even know he was there.
That's yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
All right, some deep cuts there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, I guess Tim, any final thoughts?
No, I'm just excited for everything that's gonna come out.
Yeah, lots of good stuff. So again, if you haven't seen them yet, the new trailers that were released were for I'm blanking. Werewolf by Wakanda Night.
Wakanda Forever.
There's Secret Invasion.
Yes, and then there were clips. You could probably find them if you look for clips online. You could probably find them. Somebody's.
I don't know, because there were some clips that were shown at Comic-Con, and every video that I've been able to find from people that were like, you know, sneakily recording, those parts were
cut out,
edited out.
Interesting. So,
I don't know how heavily it's being enforced, but I don't know. They were probably just like making people put their phones away like during parts like that. So maybe you'll be able to find it, but
yeah,
the two that
if you do put in the comments, if you do put in the comments, throw in the cons link.
But yeah, Werewolf by Night, Secret Invasion, check them out. But yeah, I guess that's it for now. So we'll call it there. Thanks everybody for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're as excited about all this stuff as we are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll catch you in the next one.